Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The DH, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wright. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Briggs. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kuiper trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into Hobson, who tags Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of speed. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Manning reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of speed. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Brohmer moves to third. Jim Kern now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brohmer scores. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cage hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alexander out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speed. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Verizer, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.